What can we do to fight homophobia today, gay people?
I think that the best thing we can do is to be openly gay. When we are known to be around, when we are open and obviously feeling good about ourselves, I think that other people will feel less bad about ourselves.
Members to this society. We may disagree with your lifestyle. We may disagree with it for religious reasons or otherwise. But we're going to respect your right to exist as a law-abiding citizen in this community. I think that it's important that even people who have very hostile feelings about homosexuals begin to understand that they are here.
It's the West End has such a concentrated gay population. I think that the gays in this area are finally starting to realize what strength they have. I think mainly our strength lies in two areas, in our buying power and our voting power. Now, obviously, the buying power I see every day. In the West End, there are more and more gay merchants opening up. And the straight merchants that for a lot of years were not very tolerant of gays, did not really cater to the gay population, have now basically had to change their ideas or they've closed their doors. And with our political clout, I think it's something that very clearly has been realized in the last few elections. When the All Candidates meeting was held in the West End, the number of gay people turning out and seeking some really direct answers from their candidates was encouraging.
I see among my gay clientele are, for the most part, the same as among the non-gay clientele. The one difference I would say that you do see has to do with the whole process of coming out, that is to say, of psychosexual maturing within a gay person. This is an additional stressful period of life, a stage of development, you might say, that as gay people we have to go through, or at least we should go through if we're going to mature and become more functional adults, that non-gay people don't have that experience coming out, progressive self-disclosure,
exactly.
Self, friends, family, and so forth.
Just like everyone else. I don't see this in our best interest. We are not the same.
I think that lesbians consider themselves as valid, integral, and complete culture and people. And I don't think it is necessary for us to become part of the society that is existing, because I think that we believe that we are different, and that means that we believe that we can create alternatives.
The gay men are objecting that by being homosexual, it's making them second-class citizens. Well, we've always been there. So the fact that having a gay identity is not the issue. We want to exist.
Gay men have so much to learn from women and so much to learn from feminists, because feminists are going through a process of exploring sexuality and reevaluating the whole way that our culture has taught us to perceive sex.
Thank you. bars in Vancouver are really the only place for us to be right now. Whether it's a good place or not is up totally to the individual. Right now, they're a good place for me, being an entertainer, but I can see myself in the future wishing that there was something else in Vancouver that I could do as a gay male, but not have to go into a nightclub. Perhaps in the future, when our gay community center comes together, it'll be a start.
Right. I don't think that the bar scene is very supportive in providing an environment where men can learn non-competitive, non-violent, non-sexist ways of relating to men.
To make your lives a little better and to work with other people. So the word feminism should not intimidate other women who are not feminists.
Just because I go to the extreme in femininity in the way I dress does not mean that I'm against the feminist movement. If feminists feel that to gain equal rights they have to wear jeans and plaid shirts, that's their prerogative. I think it's idiotic for any woman to say that a woman should not be involved in the feminist movement if she wants to wear a frilly dress. Perhaps that's that woman's taste, and she could be a stronger woman than a woman who wears pants and dresses very plain and has a short haircut.
There's a quote that Robin Tyler said, which I like very much, which is, people who are rigid have no right to define themselves as revolutionary, because what we're really fighting for is freedom of choice.
Got in touch with my lesbianism. My son was only 3, and so he heard the word and heard it discussed and talked about it, and he has a whole lot more knowledge and sophistication about what human sexuality is all about than most kids, and I don't think he has any problems with it at all.
Loving relationships. Many loving relationships. just on the brink of beginning to enlighten this community. Not just in the West End, but all over the city and all over the province and all over this country and all over the world. So don't be afraid to play politics, because you've got the numbers. In fact, you've got such large numbers that you've turned around a few people, I'm sure, who were waffling politically to their own best, to the final end that benefited them, because enlightenment is a wonderful thing.